And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously Ignorant.
Saturday, catch Damon for the second annual Grub and Groove Fest with Zap, Rolls Royce, the SOS Band, Angela Wimbush, and more in Wichita, Kansas.
Whoa, yes. That's a show right there, man.
And the Gap song. Experience.
The Gap Experience.
The Gap Experience, what's that?
I guess it's some people doing Gap Band music.
The Gap Band songs, yeah.
Oh,
I know about this. We ran into Baby Gap on the road, yeah. And Baby Gap was telling me about it. Remember the Baby Gap?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What? You don't remember the Baby Gap? The Baby Gap. Back in the day.
You don't remember
anyway.
Baby Gap? Baby Gap.
Senior Chief Correspondent.
Go, so, yeah.
Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports on a postal employee who gives new meaning to the term junk mail. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a swimmer drowning in a sea of lies.
What happened?
Lies and alcohol. Seriously. Now, check it out. But actually, though, besides the bills, most of our mail is junk. I mean, in fact, when the last time you got some mail you was really happy to see? It's junk. You know, flyers, sales papers, pre-approved loans, credit card offers. And then the credit card company, they really waste a lot of money. They're not doing their research because I've been approved for huge amounts of credit that I know. I know damn well I don't qualify for. Seriously. Y'all can save that mail. Actually, I tweeted that. Capital One was like, well, what is your address? So we can shut that down. Seriously. I am not making that up. They said, if you send us your address, we will stop the letters. So... But check this out. A mail carrier in Fort Myers, she's facing jail time and a possible $250,000 fine for dumping the mail instead of delivering it. Now, sadly, because, you know, probably the people who, you know, rely on the flyers and the business owners, they're not happy about that. As a matter of fact, one merchant, his name was Louis Ronaldo of Luigi's Pizza in Fort Myers, he spotted her dumping a large bin of flyers and personal letters into the dumpster, which upset him because he spends $2,000 a month on similar flyers. So he recorded it and reported her. Now, the crazy part was the mail carrier was in full uniform and she was driving the damn postal truck. So you can't pull up in a big old post office truck to a dumpster. She ain't bothered to take the stuff home and use her own car. That's just being lazy.
That's just lazy.
I ain't mad enough for getting rid of the junk mail. I'm mad enough for being so stupid. Seriously. As serious as as men who take way too many selfies.
You can see it in the airport. You can see it, man.
Man, come on, dude.
Pull up, man.
It's bad enough for ladies to do it, but if you're a dude taking a whole lot of selfies, reevaluate your life. Seriously. Now, here's one of my favorite stories.
When they move for the light, that's really when it's bad.
Oh, yeah.
When they
move. And then they hold it up. You know, it's better if you hold
it
up.
Yeah, the angle. Yeah. Your human tripod, they on selfie stick. But listen to this. Y'all going to love this one. Look, two robbers in New Jersey busted to a Boost Mobile store, right, in broad daylight. They pull out a gun. They start demanding money from the manager. He's in the store by himself. So he tell them, look, check the walls. Take whatever you want. He was being very cooperative. So while they started gathering stuff off the wall, the quick-thinking manager, his name was Tommy Torres, he dips out a side door that connects to the business next door, tells everybody in there to get out. Then he goes around the back of the store and locks the security gate. But then he takes it another step. He goes to the front of the store and locks that security gate. Now he done locked the robbers in. All right. But it's a see-through gate, so he called the police at 409, then 413, then 427, according to the records. No police show up. But there's a crowd of people gathered outside the front of the store looking in at the robbers. So now the thieves, they realize they locked in. They find the keys to the store. They try to hand the keys out to the people out front. Meanwhile, the people are recording it with their phone. They took the keys, gave them back to the manager, and then they making jokes. They saying stuff like, ooh, look, get me the i6. Give me the 6 plus, player. Grab me a 5. You know black people are silly. And the dude like, man, you going to just record us, man? You record me, bro? They like, come on, man, get us out of here. They like, we can't get you out of there, but grab me a phone. Listen to this.
That is hilarious. Oh, my God.
Yo, give me the six plus.
Give me the six plus, man.
Come on, yo. So anyway, the police never showed up in time to get the guys out of there. They found some tools and took the bars off the back window and escaped. But the police claimed that since they were, you know, she heard it was shoplifting instead of armed robbery.
They
investigated the operator for not sending the police right away, and the guys are still at large.
Wow.
Seriously. As serious as my sister's 50th birthday party that I had to miss because I was working, but I love you, Deanna. Happy birthday.
That's her gift.
That's a good one. That's a good one right there, Dee.
No, I gave her a gift before I left.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Just a shout-out doesn't count. I'm just saying.
It does count.
That's a national shout-out? Yeah,
a
man.
National.
That's a J. Anthony Brown move. Come on.
You like it, Jay?
I love it, man.